Howard the Duck.
Quack. But you, okay, so I saw it when I was, I guess it came out when I was like 6 or 7?
So I was probably was about nine or ten.
I saw it in the theater.
Damn. And fuck you. You got to actually hold it because he doesn't have another mic stand. But you can cut some slack loose on it. Cool. So you got to hold it like a rapper.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Yo.
Seniority's a motherfucker.
Actually, this is our fourth?
No, this is third. Officially, it's three.
Three? Okay, this is our third
podcast.
Here's our intro music in our
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good.
Last week, we had Matt do an impromptu dance that he thought he was being recorded into a microphone.
He really thought he... Because we, for some reason, you told him that it was a camera, so he's like...
You son of a bitch.
And he was all like, can you get these moves on the camera?
But he wasn't, it wasn't that good though. That was the problem.
No, exactly. You can't capture these moves on camera though.
No, man. No, those are golden.
Sounds about right, man.
Oh, yeah.
So I saw it on, they were talking about it on some podcast. I was like, Howard the Duck. Is like, I wonder if you remembered that.
Oh, dude, Howard the Duck is, like I said, it's just one of those just fantastically awesome bad movies.
It's so weird because
it had Jeffrey Jones in it. You know, he's actually a convicted child toucher.
Yeah.
You know who Jeffrey Jones is, right? You gotta talk into the microphone.
Oh,
you gotta kind of hold it in there.
Wait,
there
do
go.
I have
there you go.
Like this right there.
There you go. Can you hear him?
Yeah.
I don't have headphones.
Yeah, I know.
So yeah, because I've lost every pair I've had, and they're not cheap. So anyway, Jeffrey Jones. Yes, he's a the principal from Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, that guy.
Yes, he was convicted of like touching like a 13-year-old boy.
Was he convicted?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Hold on, let's bring it up on Wiki.
Because Wikipedia never lies.
No, you can't put lies on the internet. I told you on a tweet.
That's right. You can't.
You cannot
lie.
Put lies on the internet.
Who is that person that you replied to?
That is one of my cousin's friends that kind of just fell into the fold of people that go to my mom's house, I guess. Okay, was it Howard the Duck?
Howard the Duck.
Not you.
What the fuck? Hold on.
Howard.
There's no cursing on the internet.
Oh, excuse me. Yes, you can't.
Excuse me.
Because they shut down the internet last week when I called him a cunt.
OMFG.
Yep. Okay, Howard the Duck is not on streaming, but I mean, I think that's for the better.
Is it on DVD?
It is on DVD.
Okay.
1986.
I was right.
That's the one where the guy's like driving the Green Goblin truck.
No, you're thinking about Maximum Overdrive.
It's like
there's a duck in this one.
Yes. Yeah.
No, it was like.
Hence the title, Howard the Duck.
No, the little duck, little white duck. he's getting all kinds of play, man.
But speaking of shitty movies, it really just wow. It takes the cake on far as what bad is. How the fuck you spell garbage?
G-A-R.
I know I can't see what I'm
garbage.
Typing. Garbage. B-A-G-E. There it goes. That movie. What the fuck? But anyway, there it goes. There you go. Come on. There he goes. Garbage. It's just so bad.
I can't believe it's on streaming.
Oh, yeah, it is. You're almost ready to watch the Garbage Pail Kids. Like, I can't wait. I want it now. It's just...
How long is it? An hour?
Hour 36 minutes hour 36. And 27 seconds.
So it's
of
like
the
so
worst.
It's a real feature film.
Dude, it was a shitty movie. I remember when you first saw the thing, you're like,
did
oh.
it come out in the theaters? Or was it? Did.
But my mom never took me to see it.
And what movie is this again?
But
Garbage Pail Kids.
Yeah.
There's garbage in this one. Just
yeah,
like
Garbage Pail Kids. They
like
were a bunch
ducks.
Of stickers that they made fun of, like the Cabbage Patch Kids.
No shit.
So
that was the original type of movie where they just had a stupid idea and then they blew it into a movie. So that's not like recently everybody's been slamming. Oh well, this how can they like the caveman show?
Oh man, I didn't even watch.
I really like that show.
You would.
It had social commentary because it wasn't about It wasn't about guys just, being cave. Shut up!
You're reading too much into it.
No,
man.
I wasn't. It was social commentary on how it was. Okay, you're a caveman.
I'm still waiting for the wee pig show, and that's gonna be awesome.
Oh man,
wee. Oh yeah. See, this is the Garbage Pail Kids, wow, the movie. It is
awesomely
just,
bad. It's, yeah, it's bad.
What was the plot of the movie? I don't think I've ever seen it.
I don't even remember. I just remember they had this one.
Didn't have a plot.
They had this one dykey chick.
Do
who,
these movies are
like,
these movies about to have plots?
Dude, I don't even know. It was the '80s. They, I mean, Breaking Two is like the coup de grace of all
Boogaloo
movies.
Right. You have to say Electric Boogaloo after.
That was part two, man. That was later. That was after.
You said Breaking Two.
No, I said Breaking.
Oh.
You
I'm gonna
right.
rewind the tape.
Breaking.
I'm gonna buy tape.
And he's gonna bite her toes, but they stopped. You see, because he's part croc and a kid.
And these are practicals too. This is before CGI.
This is like actual like.
We're watching
Garbage Pail Kids, the movie,
and it's on Netflix streaming.
Yes, it's like I can't believe I'm wasting my
broadband. That's mildly racist. Yeah. What? There's like the, is she black or is...
I don't know.
It's reverse vitiligo.
I work with a dude that looks just like that. That right there. I swear to God, I do work with a guy who looks just like that.
And that's when we never release this podcast.
I didn't say his name.
Like Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ruckus.
Well, now we really can. So, yeah, these are practicals. There's, oh, wow. Somebody wrote this. Somebody got paid for it, not a lot, hopefully.
They were probably on a lot of cocaine.
Like permanent midnight.
Drugs. You can see how heavily influenced cocaine was. You.
For real, man.
It's a great idea, man. I mean, I'm telling you, we're going to have these kids.
Oh, wow, it's that kid. What's his name?
Sean Astin or something like that. Wow. That's Cloris Leachman and... no, I want Cloris Leachman's kid. I was thinking about the other kid. I don't know. the guy Gomez no, I'm thinking about it. I don't fucking know. But anyway,
I recognize him. He's like one of those 80s.
Yeah,
look,
he's one of
those. He's like dressed 80s, which now, ironically, people dress like that now.
I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
No, but they had this one dykey chick. She opened up the garbage, the sewage line on this kid, and he like got. Raw sewage poured all over him.
Yeah.
And the Garbage Pail Kids saved him. They turned it off. Mm. Wow, I was like, I don't know why, but I have just a weird sense to recall movies on spot.
Yeah, I can remember parts of movies.
Yeah, I can remember everything.
You can remember
everything.
Yeah. Okay.
I watched a lot of TV.
I watched a lot of TV also.
No.
And we're not a good advertisement.
No, we're not. No.
It's like, I watched a lot of TV. I turned out
it's
okay.
Like, I get winded just walking in my house. Take that one step.
What? Are they chasing him?
Yeah,
okay, that's the laziest chase I've ever seen in my...
They're goons, sir. They're goons.
See, hired goons?
You gotta look at the awesomeness that is 80s horrible movies.
Wow.
Dude, that shirt, man.
He must be the cool guy.
He's cool, but, you know, not that cool. Because I vaguely remember the plot of it. Tangerine was a chick that he loved. I don't know why I remember her fucking name.
Tangerine.
Man. Tangerine was her name.
That chick
and
is built like a man.
Yeah.
And that dude is wearing Tangerine.
He's getting turned on just for listeners at home.
And it's true. I am filling up a bit.
I was talking about him, but.
Oh, well, hey, I am. I'm sorry.
I just went from
6 to midnight, dude.
Getting a little plump.
Not even lying.
Anyway, so Tangerine is the bad guy who's chasing him, like the leader's girlfriend, but she kind of makes friends with him, and he has a hots for her. So
on screen, you didn't see it. They have a director of photography. Why would she need that? Anyway, go on.
Anyway, so they find out, you know, after, you know, talking and whatnot, killing a whole bunch of celluloid, you know, ever put to just waste of celluloid, really.
Yeah.
Anyway. She finds out that he can sew, and she thinks he can sew, so she wants to be a fashion designer, and then she wants to design her own fashion, and the Garbage Pail Kids help their sew these clothes.
Because that's the major part of being a fashion designer. Can you sew?
It's pretty much it. She's like, wow, who did you get these groovy little patchwork done for? Oh, I did it. Like,
wow, really?
Just, yeah, it's just a shitty movie. It really is. But, hey... I mean, I could hardly even finish masturbating to this movie, but I forced myself to finish.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, sometimes you got to rub one out to The View and or the Garbage Pail Kids.
Wow, The View.
Lesser Two Evils.
I would watch the. I'd watch this.
Take Oprah every day of the week, man. I gotta say.
Who?
I don't know if you're talking about rubbing one out, man. The View, dude. Fuck The View. Oprah for days.
Oprah.
Well, you know what? Sometimes, you know, you got to go a little ethnic.
I did. If only it was a joke.
Ah, Roberta's calling me. Hold on one second.
Hello?
Yeah.
This thing's on. That could be secret.
Hot mic. Yeah, I'm the only one hearing this, so whenever you pop the mic and hit the table.
You hear all that. My bad.
No, it's not a big deal. Okay, so we took a pause. I wanted to make sure we can pause and things like that. So
we can. Awesome.
It's nicer that way.
So anyway, where were we? As far as the Garbage Pail Kids, it just ranks up there as being one of the finest films ever. You know, it's gonna be like True Grit, No Country for Old Men, Garbage.
Why is your hand going down when
because
you do that?
Because I'm doing this to show.
Okay, so True Grit's the top.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I'd say No.
I watched a little bit of the original. They're showing it today on AMC.
Have you seen that movie? It's actually pretty good.
Which one? True Grit. No, yes. Man, I heard good things. I've seen No Country for Old Men.
Well, that movie's awesome.
Yeah, that's a really good movie.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, remember telling you how you're able to obtain certain things in being in the hood?
Yes.
Not really. I'm using air quotations. But say I procured a copy of...
Never mind.
Harry Potter.
I have things. Which one?
The latest one. But it was just so bad that I couldn't really see it. But... No, I saw it in
the theater.
It was about 5-10 minutes into the movie, you know, and me and Lisa were just like bickering about the quality of it, and it was like, it's like it's too dark to watch.
Was it a camera?
Yeah, it was a cam. But all of a sudden, the picture goes black, and then all of a sudden the screen, like a shitty PowerPoint presentation, unfolds. Somebody was advertising on a pirated movie copy. For their shitty album.
Really?
Bad.
Wow, that's a good idea.
That's a good idea. Yo, dog.
I know you're watching Harry Potter, but hold on.
I know you're watching Harry Potter. I want you to hear my mad ass shit.
That's a good idea, though.
Get some buttery beats.
Yeah. This episode may be called Buttery Beats.
They came to fuck your ear pussy. In between Harry Potter, you know?
At that point, me at least are like.
So was it like what's his face that interrupted Taylor Swift? I remember Kanye West.
It was kind of like that. It was just kind
of. Here I am trying to act cool. Like, what's his name?
That gentleman who interrupted that other lady, the skull tall.
I remembered Taylor Swift, which I don't.
Yeah.
She's bad. I love that woman, man.
She's bad, and you love her.
Yeah.
Bad isn't good.
Yes.
Of course, that's what these kids mean now.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Different generations, man. I'm sorry, dude.
I know, I'm completely...
This guy...
Is a whole 10 years younger than you.
Well, yeah, he's that. He's very young, so...
How old are you?
22.
He's going to be 23. Yeah. He's 22, so...
Wow.
He's about 10 years...
Yeah,
11
10
years,
years yeah.
11 years younger than us.
Oh, that's...
And, well, they've had shitty movies and whatnot, too, so... I forgot.
You didn't have 80s movies.
No.
You didn't have
90s movies. They weren't any better.
Well, no, that's true.
But, I mean, they were getting better. I mean, Jurassic Park.
Dinosaurs still don't
look Jurassic,
as good.
No.
After She's
no,
All That,
I just,
man, everything just went downhill, dude.
She's All That. I don't think I saw it. That's the one where they...
Freddie Prinze Jr., dude.
FPJ on this podcast, sir.
Right, you recognize, sir. We celebrate the work of Freddie Prinze Jr.
Man, you got to, dude. It's like...
I even watched him when he was on WWE. He was a head writer for them.
Wow. No fucking
way. Was.
That is outrageous.
Yeah. What were we talking about before? I just totally forgot.
Does it matter?
Oh, the Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hood that's, advertisement.
That's a really good idea. If I want to get my stuff out, I say, hey, here's the hottest movie. Give you about 5 minutes. Then do like a 3-minute sales pitch to say, hey.
I think I still have it here. If not, I can get it back from my neighbor. But it was just weird. It's just like going to the movies now. I can't get away from advertising.
You can't get away from advertising. Because that's the weird thing. I keep talking about Scott Pilgrim over and over again, but I was watching it yesterday or the day before. And to get to the movie,
I still haven't seen that movie.
It was like a minute and a half.
Yeah, you gotta fast forward all that shit. It's annoying as hell.
I gotta.
Yeah, you got a point where you're looking at.
Yeah, because I don't want to say, hey, well, I have a.
This is the reason why I'll just jump subjects here.
Well, that's the next thing I was gonna say. Yeah. Your dog is racist.
Yes, my dog is racist.
Explain.
Bud.
I'm interested.
Bud is a wee bit racist.
He is our mascot, though.
Yes, so he's Bud.
But
the whole thing was going to be him shitting on a podcast equipment. But anyway, Bud, he tends to bark at anybody who's darker than I am.
Melanin content is higher.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And the fact that when Lisa always says, she goes, "Your dog is racist." I was like, "No, he's not." Just as he starts wildly barking at a black family walking into Petco. I mean, just like, oh my God. I was like, if they had like fire hoses on him, it'd be a flashback from the 50s. I mean, he was just going nuts at him. I was like, what the fuck, bud? And just like, I'm trying to prove a point that you ain't racist. Yeah, he went nuts. But I had a good explanation, and I'm kind of going with it just to justify his racism.
What was that, man?
The dogs are, they see in black and white because they're colorblind. Like, like you and I.
Yes.
Hi, too. But
what color is this, man?
Shut the fuck up. Anyway,
what color am I wearing?
So obviously they don't have a very large color spectrum.
Yeah,
so when they do see a dark color coming at them, they're going to tend to freak out. I mean, it's not that they're racist or anything like that. They just don't see it right away until it gets up close. You know, anybody actually, because
It would be they're like edge detection, so they see like a squirrel or smaller mammals.
There's some Mexican dude or South, I don't know, they're one of the mud people. He's a dark complected dude, and sure enough, Bud goes right and just
goes straight past stupid, huh?
Just like that. So anyway, yeah,
it gets real, man. It gets real.
He does bark like ruff, ruff, chink, ruff.
Second week in a row. What was last week? Last week he said,
I don't remember.
Tough or something like that. And he's like, well, he's got his.
I don't remember.
Yeah,
play back the recording.
Yeah.
Oh, but this gentleman here, he is a he's a veteran.
Yes, sir.
Yes, he is.
Oh, wow.
Army veteran. Yeah.
Army
vet.
Were you?
He was in the shit.
Okay. I was going to
say. It sounds so much more dramatic when you put it like that. He was in the shit.
So seriously, you were?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Tell him about the coolest thing you've ever fired.
Okay.
The coolest thing I've ever fired?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's probably like an automatic grenade launcher, and it's called the Mark 19.
Wow.
Pull a picture. I want to see what this looks like.
Pull it up, dude.
This thing destroys everything.
Mark 19.
And the reason I like this weapon, I mean, its sole intent is to fuck, is to kill. Excuse me.
No, you can say whatever.
Okay,
call him a cunt.
I know that was the end of the podcast last week.
Yeah, man. Like the sole intent of this weapon is to kill. Like it's no suppressive fire. It's no bullshit like that, man. The sole thing, sole purpose behind this
weapon.
One
more time. What is it called?
The Mark 19, MK-19 is how you would abbreviate if you're looking for it.
So what, are you talking about like a yard long or something like that? Or?
Oh, it's actually a very short weapon, man. It's no longer than your arm, like from shoulder to fingertip.
Wow.
But I got to say, like, it's a tripod-mounted weapon.
Holy
so
shit, that looks awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like on a vehicle and stuff like that. But it's just an outrageous weapon, and it does make you feel like your dick's 10 pounds.
Dude, honestly, you gotta be honest. Did you get a rod when you shot this thing?
Man, dude, it's hard not
to. It's not even gay, dude. It's just like, that's just fucking cool.
Well,
this
is an enormous weapon, and the way this gentleman's sitting at.
Yeah, man, you can pull up videos of it, dude. Like honestly, like that weapon, man. Like you fucking like pop off like two or three of them, two or three rounds, and then you see what's happening at the other end of it.
Yeah.
Maybe a good like.
It's like I blew up that mountain.
Exactly. You're like, oh my God, how am I awesome? Yeah.
So how far can you shoot it? How far?
Oh, that thing goes a good 300 meters out.
Wow.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Like it's all they don't play with that shit.
Let's see MK-19 versus Old Tower. Let's watch this video, shall we?
Yep.
So what theater were you in?
No, we went to Afghanistan.
Afghanistan.
Yes, sir.
So they even worse. I was watching Represto? Or
Restrepo? Or?
Yes.
Yeah, that guy was actually in one of the units that I was...
Really?
Yeah.
That was a hell of a movie. That was a great documentary.
They're firing the M19. Hold on, let me see how you...
Yeah, you just hit the... Thank you.
I don't know what I did.
Yeah, I don't know what you did either. Just hit that up. Hit there.
Yeah. But like one of my buddies is an NCO, a sergeant, comes out on that movie, man.
Really?
Yeah, he comes out on that movie. I knew his wife, him and his wife and everything. We were stationed all at the same camp up there in Italy, in Vicenza.
Yeah.
And they were stationed under 173rd, and at the time I was out there under the 14th Transportation Battalion, so... It's kind of craziness.
I'm going to turn your mic off, Steven. You're no longer interested. You're no longer needed.
You're not interesting anymore. No.
Nah, man. All right, so that's the MK-19. They're like they're on a armored vehicle.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Mark 19 50 cal.
50 caliber. That's Jesus. Huge.
Well, it's pretty much the same receiver that they use for both weapons, but it's just got like... a different modification to it.
I'm going to pretend like he knows what he's talking about. Yeah. Oh, I agree completely. Yeah. No. Nah.
I've seen shit that you can barely imagine.
Oh, man.
Pussy.
And you know what? He never sent me back my Afghani ear necklace like I told him to.
Dude, man. Fuck
like
that.
The only thing I ever got was a goddamn toenails. I was like, I don't want this shit.
They take people's rank for that shit, dude. Fuck no, dude.
Really?
I would have came back like fucking Private Villarreal.
So what ranking are you?
I was a corporal.
Corporal. Yeah. Okay, I don't understand the rankings, but that's fine. That seems really good.
Yeah, it was like right next to sergeant, like right below sergeant.
Oh, okay. So that's sort of like over the middle.
Yeah, well, right? It's still a non-commissioned officer, but it's...
His brother is the guy who is like... he went...
Special Forces.
Yeah. Justin, his older brother.
Aaron.
Yeah.
Special Forces.
Yeah, he went Special Forces.
So he's the guys that like grow a big beard and like live in the mountains and stuff like that. That's amazing.
You think they could rappel off of a tower and like grab somebody and slice their throat and like silence and shit like that?
Aaron, they got this thing of like some people from Aaron's unit. And they're like pretty much just displaying all of the ranger skills and everything.
Yeah.
These guys are like running down walls with a rope in their hand, stopping midway, dude, and then like freezing, like with their feet planted against the wall, and they're like this hanging off the wall,
vertical,
like horizontal, like completely parallel with the plane. Jesus. And then they're stopping right there mid stride and like coming down this wall and popping off rounds, dude. Those are kind of guys, and then they let it go and they hit the ground.
I can change my own tire.
Yeah, right? I know how to make nachos really fast, you know.
I can kill you.
I did it in a shirt and tie. I had a shirt and tie to go to work.
I can kill you with my pinky. 17 ways, man. just blood just pours out your ears.
Do you like the Jesus with the Kill Bill of the 5?
Yeah. I know how to make a laser from a cell phone and a bottle of water.
So how long were you there?
In Afghanistan, I was there for like 15 months.
15 months straight, so you don't go home.
Yeah, well, no, they send you on one mid-tour leave.
Okay.
And that's like...
How many days is that?
18 days if you're there for over 12 months.
Do you have enough time to get back home, or is it just one of those things where you just kind of...
You kind of take what you can get, man. Most of the time, you get like 15 days. You lose a couple days in travel.
Yeah.
Some people get lucky, gain a couple days in travel, but that didn't really happen like that too much. So, I mean,
did you see the A-10 in action ever?
Nah, I never seen that one.
You never seen that?
Nah,
dude. The A-10 is just a beast.
That's
the
Warthog?
It's a flying tank.
Yeah, the Warthog, yeah.
Yeah, the A-10 is...
I knew that one.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, wait, you ever
seen
one?
The A-10? You don't know me. I will show it to you soon.
Yeah, you
it's,
have to
it's kind
one.
Of a... It's like a dark gray, a blackish color.
It's
really
it's
heavily
beast.
Armored. It's slow, relatively speaking, because it's so heavily armored. But
it has
they blow up
that
tanks
it has
and things with it. Yeah.
Is they're made from depleted uranium?
No
which,
shit.
So
yeah, they're still
they're,
using a lot of those.
Oh yeah.
So yeah,
they were going to decommission it.
What you guys can't see it on the podcast is actually he's glowing right now.
Yes.
He's that lit up.
The A-10 Warthog, dude. That thing. it can take an incredible amount of damage and make it back to base.
Yeah.
Like, they're showing, like, during the first Gulf War.
Oh, yeah.
That, you know, just, like, how resilient, how tough these machines are.
No shit.
This one pilot, she came back with half a wing. She flew back with half
a wing. Is that the one that was in Afghanistan or something like that?
No, this was in Iraq.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, man. She came back and her shit was like, there's no way that the plane should have been functioning. Yeah.
But she came back and that shit, I mean, did her job.
Yeah.
But they're saying that the amount of thrust that the gun that it has in the front, the Gatling gun, it has enough thrust to actually stop the plane in midair.
Wow.
So, but that's why they have the two jet engines in the back to compensate, to overcompensate for the thrust.
Wow.
So it can keep the plane in air, but that thing, it just...
Outrageously powerful.
Yeah, look. Let me see.
But don't worry, we don't have health care in this country.
Man, that's what I'm saying, man. That's why I don't think we'll ever lose, man, because...
Dude, it's getting to the point where,
man, straight up
China, they're not gonna be our enemies because they need us.
Honestly, I've seen them. Shoot off some shit that you don't want to be on the other side of, man.
This is the A-10 Warthog's gun. This is them test firing it.
How big are those shells? Those shells are about 10 inches, 10, 12 inches long.
Freaking huge.
Well, man, dude, like, wow,
that it's just death from the air.
Okay, well, you got to bring it to perspective too. Is the rounds that we shoot out of our M16 machine guns, they're 5.56 millimeters, like across from one side. Oh, sorry, they're 5.556 millimeters in diameter. Okay, now you upscale that to like the rounds that like planes and everything use, dude. They use like 25 millimeter and up.
Yeah.
And these are like all Gatling guns with the same kind of power that you're showing there,
let me see if they can actually see an A-10 Warthog.
It's
actually
like things that you never really want to find yourself on the other side of, man. Homeboy can cut down a tree with that.
Yeah, you're basically, if you shoot it at someone, there's nothing left. There's just a red cloud of
mist.
Blood. Yeah. Yeah, it's mist, basically.
Horrible.
There's really not going to be anything left from you.
So, okay, take me through a day in Afghanistan.
I mean, it really just depended on what you're doing, but like
your average day, like what you did on normal day for you.
Actually, we would get up dark 30, man, like 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I think PT. That's 4:30.
Yeah, it's 4:30.
You know, military time.
I will use
once
that.
You pass noon, you're fucked.
Yeah,
it's like 13.
Yeah, this is the A-10. This is they're actually going to show it on targeting and like destroying tanks.
That shit, huh?
Yeah.
Ah, let's all look at it.
These were developed in the late 80s. I think because of Afghanistan when we were there initially.
Terrain,
Yeah.
I tell you what, man. I've never seen people eat through so many boots, man.
Really?
Yeah. The scouts and everything like that, they come back like after 2 weeks in the field, their fucking boots have holes in them, man.
Yeah. Wow.
Jesus, the terrain's just that bad.
Yeah, man, it's rocky as all shit, dude. It's not like beat down, like, you know.
See, look. That's firing the Gatling gun.
And of course, you have to have AC/DC playing in the background.
You have to. Kill Brown people have AC/DC playing in the background.
God damn it.
The only way you know it's AC/DC is at the end. It's you just end on the.
Jeez.
On an hear that, Jasper?
He's starting to fire the eight. No, he's dropping the carpet bombs. I was just watching they dropped it's like a JRAM.
JDAM
on this one of these spots in Afghanistan, and they're like you can hear the guys like radio in, it's like 30 seconds to target, 15 seconds, and you're just like, all of a sudden you just see something hit and just poof, everything
man
gone, vaporized. You're like, holy shit, that's gotta be awesome.
Like, we'd be on the fence line, man, doing like a tower guard, man.
Yeah.
And then it'd be in the middle of the night, and we had this one colonel, man. This bastard was crazy. He was in charge of, like, engineers, an engineer battalion. The guy was nuts, man. He would drop fucking JDAMs on everything. So in the middle of the night, dude.
Good God.
Middle of the night, dude. And mind you, this bomb is, like, the size of a fucking Civic, man. It's pretty.
It's like a bunker buster type deal something?
It's pretty
insane.
Yeah, it's like the red button, dude. Press the red button.
Yeah.
It's horrible. But either way, you'd see the whole night sky in the middle of the night in Afghanistan. There's no lights, no nothing. Everything just bam, brighten up.
But there are Walmarts, right?
How yeah, of course, man. With McDonald's.
With McDonald's.
With McDonald's in there.
So, okay, you get up at 4:30 a.m.
Yeah, and then you go do PT, and that's really just like a unit thing. Like, they'll tell you whether or not you need to do it. But we were fucking, we didn't actively go out, like, to, like, when we would pull down our missions and our convoys and everything like that, then everything got, like, a little bit more interesting. But on the day-to-day, we're just bringing in helicopters and managing the cargo.
Like logistics and
things
like that?
Yeah, logistics head of it, of everything. And pretty much you just handle whatever operations that you have, and it's a 12-hour shift. Mm-hmm. So you stay up and on for 12 hours, and then if they kick you out to a roving guard or anything like that.
What's roving guard?
Roving guard is where you and your buddies get a Humvee with a mounted weapon, and you patrol the perimeter of your base just to make sure, you know those guys that patrol the outside of the heavily armed fortress? That's what you do. That's you're that guy.
How did that happen on the...
It's just a pop-up blocker. Steve, instead of paying attention to the vastly interesting story, he was playing with the iPad. Thank you, Steven.
It's cool.
It motivates me.
God damn it, I don't want to clean the goddamn Mac. I just want...
Oh, my goodness. Thanks for screwing up my iPad.
It wasn't me. I think I hit something when I was trying to...
This is what you're fighting for. This
right
guy.
Here. Right here.
Internet porn.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
There we go.
So did you have any sort of communication easy? Like, were you able to, like, okay, I want to call my folks real quick? Or was there, like... Okay, you have to. There's designated times or something like that, I'm assuming. Or
well, yeah, I mean, when you're on shift, man, mission happens first all the time. It doesn't matter if you got to take a shit or you got to go relieve yourself any goddamn way. They don't care. Mission happens first, and then everything after that is really find something to do so you don't, you know, your cheese doesn't slide off your cracker, man. You can't go crazy out there.
I've never heard that expression before. Jesus.
But I will use it all.
That's going to be the name of the episode.
Jeez, fall off your crack. Yeah. But, dude, you just got a lot of people do some crazy ass shit, man. People start collecting stuff. Things get weird. Boundaries are definitely tested when it comes
Hold on. Go back to the collecting stuff.
That
definitely sounded way interesting. Go ahead.
Man, like, it depends, really. Like, some people will get, like, TV shows by, like, the masses, dude. Like, every episode and season of Martin, even the unreleased ones, and then they'll, like, stack all of these damn things in their room and shit. All these people were pretty much getting paid, and they have nothing to spend their money on.
Yeah.
So they go to these Afghani bazaars and everything and just start buying, like, it's a horrible way to say it, but the little Haji movies and shit. And they're like 20 on one.
I've never heard Haji, so.
Yeah, dude, it's like.
So it's like
I watched The Hurt Locker, so I've heard that before.
Oh, well, I've seen it, but I guess I didn't pay attention to that. Okay.
Yeah, Hodge gets it done, dude. Have these guys that get you whatever the hell you need, man. Like, they can find it, dude, just straight up. Like, if it's a movie, that movie that y'all had earlier, what the hell was
Garbage
it?
Pail
the Garbage
Pail
Kids.
Yeah, that one, dude. Garbage Pail Kids. They can find it in Afghanistan.
Wow.
What was it, like 2009, the day of Batman, The Darkest Night?
Dark Knight, yeah.
Yeah. When that came out, the day that it came out, we fucking had it over there in Afghanistan, dude. So Mr. Hodge can get it done, dude.
See, they're not all bad.
Not all of them. They try to sell you hash like a motherfucker, too.
Hash?
Hash, dude. They try to sell you hash like as big as your iPod charger here, man.
A meat product out there.
Huh? Oh, corned beef, man. Corned beef all the way. But... Either way.
See how you just destroyed momentum? We were like moving, we're flying forward, and he's like, Bakir! And then it jacks
there
it all
is.
Up.
I found that the JDAM just vaporizes a...
Live Leak, right?
Yeah.
Live Leak is the one that always has military videos. If you want to see military videos,
they don't have a flash version, do they?
I thought Live Leak did.
No, it says download this converter.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Well, hold on. About as gay as AIDS, man.
Gay. Gay as AIDS.
Use it.
We like to use a term gayer than nine guys blowing. Oh, no.
Eight guys.
Eight guys blowing nine guys.
Because otherwise it would just be weird.
Yeah.
very weird. I just gave that one more thought than I needed to. That's horrible, Steve.
Just a little bit.
So how many years were you in?
3 years, 4 months, 12 days.
So
it's not like you kept tally.
I know. Could you at least be a little more accurate?
Right. What were the seconds?
You know, breathing seconds, man. It's like, I don't know, dude. I was counting.
So you're enlisted. You enlisted then. Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. There's no draft. Yeah. What is it, 1965?
Oh, yeah, I mean, you can go in commission then. They give you commission, then you're an officer.
You could have pulled a clinger. He doesn't know what the fuck MASH is. See, he has no idea what MASH is.
Shooting blanks at me, man.
Okay.
No homo. No homo.
Oh, here it is. I think that's it. I think so. It says it took out a bomb factory. Hey, can you get meat spin on this? I'm kidding. You don't know what that is.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you don't want to know.
Okay.
Jesus.
Jesus.
You know.
Okay.
Meat spin, what the fuck?
Oh, you got to almost look at it.
Well,
now
what's meatspin.com? What is it?
Should we show them? I mean, you don't tell them. Don't. Let them.
I think I.
My friend tells me Matt's like a badass show.
So.
I mean, not a badass show. Like,
so, do you want a mic? I have another mic.
No, I don't want to be on mic.
She doesn't want to be on mic. Well, hold on. We can't hear you what you're talking about.
I know, so. We can't hear you.
Never mind.
Well, you can't just leave us hanging.
I know.
No.
She's embarrassed. Okay, here. Let me see.
I'm the only one that can hear everything that's going on, so.
Okay, well, Sam and I know what meat spin is.
This is like your buddies planning, you know, to get you to secretly watch, like, two girls, one cup without you knowing, you know?
And go. And one, two, three, look away. Hold on, is it playing?
No.
No,
I think there's a Flash
damn it's
video.
Flash.
Damn.
I'm over here.
Thank you, Steve Jobs.
You guys got lucky.
Yeah. But you know what?
Is that like the Pain Olympics, the BME
no.
Pain Olympics or something like that? Or is it?
It's disturbing.
Is it like the guy who sits on the glass jar and.
Something you tell your friends to go to?
Like lemonparty.org or something?
Yeah, it's more of a lemon party ish kind of a thing. Do you know what a lemon party is? Huh? Justin?
What's
do
that?
Do you know what a lemon party is?
No, what's a lemon party?
One, two, three.
Look away.
Oh!
Oh! Oh, that is so nasty. Steve! That is so nasty, Steve!
Oh, okay, I got it. How do you get it? Oh, I saw it!
Oh!
Jesus, Steven.
Oh, that Stephen. Was a lemon party.
lemon parties, I'm tweeting it.
Oh, yeah, that's just
fucking horrible.
Horribly funny.
I don't know if it's still on here. I think this is a pop-up or something. One guy, two needles? I don't even want to know what that is.
You know you have to pay for two girls in one cup now?
Oh, do you?
Yeah, it's not like the good
you
old
can
free
get it
days.
You can probably get it on BitTorrent.
You've never seen two girls in one cup.
See.
Have you ever had soft serve ice cream?
You won't after this.
I know what it's about. Okay.
I can't make it through the whole thing.
You really? You can't?
No.
Really?
I'm just like.
What about the guy who sits on the glass? Can you watch that all the way through?
I've seen it. I was like, that ain't raspberry jelly running down his leg.
I heard.
Yeah.
I heard what it was, dude. And
I don't like the ending because the ending, I think that the scream is just fake after the fact.
I thought the book was better.
Hey, Matt.
No.
Oh, no. I bought all this mic recording equipment so you could do that.
And this is sober, Steven.
I know. Yeah, that's the terrible thing.
Anyway, the other good one is, of course, if you want to go see your daily share of really, really messed up shit, E-fucked. You ever been E-fucked?
Yeah, I have.
E-fucked is...
It sounds like a verb now. Have you ever been E-fucked? I don't know.
It's just the most depraved, just...
Sort of like...
It
well, no. It's not like... Well,
You familiar with the term pink sock?
Yes.
Okay. Well, there's just one crackhead that I seen. I don't know if it was on the, I think it was actually on Useless Junk, but
yeah, it was Useless Junk.
She could pink sock on demand.
What?
Yeah, it's like almost you could feed her peanuts with it. You know, like
this is, I guess.
dude.
I guess the medical term would be prolapse colon. Would it be a prolapse colon? Because that's your because the sphincter and then the colon is behind it, correct?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
Well,
you I play one on TV.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It's your shit tube. I don't know.
Yeah, so I guess that would be the
your shit tube comes outside.
Technically, the colon is like your skin on your arm. So like colon cleansing and things like that are complete nonsense.
Dude, doctor, you ever watch the show?
Doctor,
he had a big mock-up of a giant poop chute with big like paper mache shit, and he was trying to show people how it goes down.
Yeah.
And it tears up when you have like compacted shit.
Dr. Oz is likes all that woo-woo crap. Yeah. He does like acupuncture and that nonsense.
Wow.
There's a lot of porn on here. You get it, obviously you can see.
And hey, thanks for filling my iPad with it.
No problem. I'm still looking for the really fucked up stuff. You want to see some chick go ass to mouth? Nah. Save that for later. I'll bookmark it for you.
It's already been bookmarked.
Steve, do I really want to know how you find all these websites, man?
Not really.
Because there's
hours and hours.
It's like 4chan.
Hey, have you ever been 4chan?
4chan.
No. 4chan is the bowels of the internet. You don't want to mess with.
But 4chan are the guys that did the whole DOS against
DOS.
They tried against Amazon.
DOS is it's denial of service. And what happens is they stop traffic from being able to get to a certain website. Mm-hmm. So these are the nerdiest nerds that ever nerded to nerd.
Yeah, these are really heavy.
Yeah, these guys are like, you don't fuck with them. You really don't. You know, like every geek you could think of.
But it's under the
filter
of anonymous.
Yes.
So if you could go out and nobody knew who you were and you could just say whatever you wanted to say and nobody would ever know who you are, that's sort of what it is. Which is the internet anyway, but this is like amplified quite a bit.
Wow. It's really...
Please don't go to 4chan anymore.
I'm not going to go to 4chan. God.
Go ahead and get your own computer out if you're going to do that.
I would, but it's over there. Useless John. Oh, wow. They actually revamped the site. You don't say. Okay. I got it. It's not porn or anything, but it just...
I don't mind that. I just
idiot jumps from moving car onto fence post. Something like that. You have to see it.
Yeah. I'm hoping it has HTML5.
It's mobile. It's a mobile site. So.
Oh, great. Okay. A lot of like YouTube and Vimeo and all that all have HTML5 now. So.
There you go.
Like compatibility with video and whatnot isn't that big of a deal.
Hey, man. Uh-oh. Video is showing right now. God damn it.
Curses.
It's not going.
Curses.
Oh, no. Try the other browser. I have another browser on there. Atomic browser.
Wow. Hold on. Go ahead and you pull
4G, man. 4G. When are we going to make the change? How badass.
Mm.
Still waiting for it.
Try this browser.
Okay.
I'm trying out the Atomic browser.
Does it do a Flash or what?
I don't. No. It does not do Flash because that's still an Apple thing, but HTML5 should be a little bit.
Okay, get a room. Seriously.
Oh. Bam.
God.
Pocket spotlight.
Where was I gonna go to? Oh yeah, let me see if I can pull this side up here. Let's see.
Yeah, because this is the best part of the podcast where we're just looking up stuff on the internet.
It truly is. And that's 1, 2, 3. No, it still doesn't do Flash.
Okay.
So you got lucky on that one, sir.
Yeah, maybe.
He's not paying attention.
Okay. What browser is this, by the way? I mean,
it's Atomic browser. They recommended it on boingboing.net.
Okay.
So I'm trying.
Does
it
still automatically go to the mobile site when you go to something?
It should, because it's still an iPad, so it senses the operating. It goes by operating system typically. Operating system, then browser.
Okay. Yeah. No, actually, it took me to the regular useless junk.
Oh.
Okay. Oh no, I put use just junk.
This is sober, Steven.
Shut up. I don't know how to type. No, I don't want to go back to use just jump. And I'm typing with so much.
I know you're.
Yeah. I'm on the internet. Oh, I guess I should hit go.
So, okay, next week you're on, and Steve, you're out.
It's all right, man.
Sorry,
Steve. Pamela Anderson size anal condom, what the hell?
It's just keywords, dude.
No, no, it's that's the actual name of the video. They have really fucked up videos here at Useless Junk.
Yeah,
as
but
well.
It's not really Pamela Anderson.
Well, I'm pretty sure it isn't.
Doesn't she have herpes or
she has a
hepatitis.
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 Yeah, that's okay. Why she looks like she opened the Ark of the Covenant now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Actually, I was thinking about making that into the Ark of the Covenant. Just drawing it on there. open it.
There's a deep freeze behind.
Don't
him,
look so into it. Sorry.
That's fine.
Fucking Necronomicons and shit.
So the other I had other topics, but I think we covered a lot of good stuff actually.
Crystal meth.
Crystal meth.
So did you, in Afghanistan, did you ever see any of the poppy fields or anything like that?
Yes.
Oh, you did?
They grow all over the fucking place. They grow all over the place. There's hillsides of that shit.
Hillsides of poppies.
Wow. Yeah.
So you don't do anything. You just, are you instructed to protect them or just leave them alone? Or?
I mean, it's like a flower. It's like. I mean, really, it's pretty as shit. And tell you the truth, the flower is, like, really nice. You could probably send it to a girlfriend and have her be, like, all impressed. Yeah. But, like, man,
How tall are they?
They'll bust you. Like, up to knee height. Like,
thank you, Justin, for getting me hooked on heroin.
Yeah. Opium.
For days. That was the cruelest Valentine's Day ever. And you're like, thanks for the rose.
Dick.
Fucking ruined my
life.
It was a visual. I watched it and was like, that would have been cool if we were to record a video on it.
Nodding off and shit.
Like what? It's like, I hate your autocorrect on this thing. It's a bit annoying.
Stuff like that. Little bud. But it doesn't really like grow outside of that, man. Like that. It's like a little tight, white, puffy little ball flower.
Don't get too descriptive.
I know. My mind went in a different direction when you started going. It was really puffy.
Yeah.
Really.
Well, I mean,
okay.
No homo. I did the hand fucking
like you're making him cough.
Yeah, man. No homo. No homo. But yeah, man. You see opium all
the
time.
Everybody knows that.
Surprisingly, everybody ends up drinking coffee, smoking cigarettes, or drinking fucking Monster. It's pretty fun.
Monster?
Well, yeah, because you're always.
Oh, man. One place. There's this place called Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
And it's a donut place. Have you ever heard of it?
I've heard of it because in Canada, I guess. They have them in Canada. I've only heard of them. I've never been to it.
Yeah. Tim Hortons, man.
Yeah.
Fuck Starbucks, dude.
Really?
Tim Hortons for days, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tim Hortons, like, the line there was packed because we're in a.
Where was that? Where did you go to Tim Hortons?
We're in Kandahar. Oh, there it is.
So, yeah, we're looking at Poppy
there
Field.
There he is right there, the white guys. Yeah, that's Poppy, man.
So, yeah, opium and whatnot. So, it's...
Heroin superhighway, man. It goes right through...
90% of the world's heroin comes from there.
Yeah.
Why doesn't the world just stop buying from it?
We could actually stop there, probably. That would probably be good.
I'm sure the world could stop if it wanted to. I'm sure they could stop if they wanted to, man.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was a good one.
They don't really have problems, man.